Tim Sheldon, who is a Democrat but more comfortable caucusing with the Republicans. He's from Mason County, Hoodsport, if you will. Great guy. I've been supporting him for many, many years. Senator Sheldon, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for the compliment.
So tell me what you're doing here. You've got a bill that says, why are we allowing people in unlicensed and oftentimes illegal dilapidated RVs avoid the same kind of requirements and regulations that homeowners are required to abide by? Explain.
Well, John, you've explained it pretty well. The issue is, we're all under state law, and there are no gimmies or givebacks or breaks for people. I think that everyone should be regulated the same. And for example, I grow shellfish. I have a lot of shellfish farmers in Mason County, and we want clean water. If we don't have clean water, we don't have a clean product to sell. And shellfish industry provides a lot of jobs, especially in the South Puget Sound area. So my bill would direct the Department of Ecology to put some rules together for cities that border Puget Sound to follow, so that a permit is required, just like a permit for a factory or a permit for your activity along the shoreline if you're a discharger. So if you have a failing septic tank on Hood Canal or in Oakland Bay in Shelton,
you get fined.
And the Department of Health is on you tomorrow.
Yeah, you get fined.
You cannot do that.
Right.
But if you take a little stroll down Capitol Way and across along Capitol Lake in Olympia, or take a stroll around Seattle, you see many, many abandoned looking. They look abandoned, but there's people living there in these derelict RVs. And where is the sewage going? Well, it's going into perhaps a holding tank, but it's ending up in the stormwater system and out into Bud Bay or out into Oakland Bay or out into Elliott Bay. And this is just being ignored by the cities, especially Seattle. And it's got to stop. There's no reason that we can allow this to continue. So I'm trying to bring attention to it. My wife asked me if this is my number one bill or my number two bill, and I said it's probably my number two bill.
But that's what it deals with.
It feels like so. We've got a sticky problem here, and we don't want to step in it.
Well, yeah, okay. As things go here, Tim, though, what they're doing is not only illegal and disgusting, but again, it's pollution. So
yes.
Are the environmental groups on board? Are they supporting you?
Well, I haven't heard anyone from an environmental group since I pre-filed the bill have called me and say, way to go, Sheldon. We're concerned about that, too. So I guess it's just hopefully the bill will get a hearing. I think it's a legitimate concern. It's not a political bill. It's a bill that affects everyone. We see these abandoned vehicles quite often, and they congregate along a shoreline or a place where water is easily transmitted to the waste is easily transmitted to the salt water. So it's a big issue. And again, the big cities tend to ignore it. They tend to put together a regional group of some kind and pass the buck so that they're not directly held accountable. And so hopefully we can get some traction.
I would love to see this happen, and I don't know if it will, but again, give me a good reason why this shouldn't be the law.
That's right, and it's hard to argue with that. And John, just one comment about your gun rights. We've had a very responsible group that showed up in Olympia here the last few days. I talked to an individual. He came into the Capitol. I met him out under the Capitol Dome inside the building. He was had a rifle slung over his shoulder. Very responsible person and very concerned about gun rights and some of the bills that are being offered this year. So
yeah, I should point out
those people.
These rallies, these gun rights rallies that feature armed citizens, Yeah, basically, they're celebrating the Second Amendment, so they're brandishing their weapons. This is an annual deal in Olympia. This is
just like the motorcyclists that come,
right.
Just like the nurses that come, just like the PUD commissioners that come. It's an annual event, and we appreciate them.
And it happens in states around the country. So for the governor of Virginia to all of a sudden say, oh, this is an emergency. These people are showing up armed. And we must have a gun ban right away. I've got intelligence information that I cannot disclose to you, that there could be problem, could be violence.
It's bizarre, really bizarre. But we've got a different world now. This the whole impeachment hoax that'll continue here for a couple of weeks and just cover the country like a blanket with the news coverage, and it's a. A different situation, but John, you do a nice job of telling the truth.
By the way, do you have any friendly Democrats there who will agree to co-sponsor this with you, since they are the majority party?
Oh,
that always helps.
I tried. I did. I talked to one individual who I'm not going to name him, but he's a prominent Democrat in Seattle, and he was worried that he might have signed the bill. Uh-oh, I better check. I might have signed that. It's just not politically correct to criticize the system, and that shouldn't be the way it is. A little debate about these issues is healthy. It's a healthy debate, and let's not just ignore the issues that people are concerned about. I think that's probably the biggest problem in Olympia. If legislators would not have ignored what was going on with $30 car tabs, we wouldn't be in this situation now in court.
Well, that was the last question. I was also going to ask you about that. I know that there are some legislators who want the legislature to do what it did 20 years ago, and that is
1999.
Honor the will of the people by, when they pass $30 license tabs, by incorporating it as state law. Is there any chance that will happen?
No, not with the majorities we have right now. No, no chance. It's sad. Now, Governor Locke was amenable to it. That was done in, I think, 1 or 2 days. Came together, passed the bill in both houses in 1999. Governor Locke was proud to sign it. And in those days, it was a terrible situation. Your car taps were, for a newer car, were $500-$600 and going to all kinds of things that had no nexus to transportation at all. So,
well, guess what? Now they are again in King County. They're right back up there.
Yeah, they're back up there. And our contention in Olympia, many of the conservative side, is that government is just not listening to the people.
No.
And once you get into that situation, it's going all downhill. We'll look at the governor of Virginia. He's not listening to people.
No.
He's just doing something for a political coup.
Now,
political,
I think you're exactly right. And we'll get some more. We'll get an update on that in about 20 minutes. That rally is ongoing right now as we speak in Virginia. And we'll find out how it's going. Tomorrow, I'm going to have one of the most progressive members, Democrat Joe Wynn, from West Seattle, of all places, who is supporting a capital gains income tax. And he's going to come on and make the case for it. Do you see any tax increase with the votes to push through during this election year?
Well, you mentioned the your adjective election year. Mm-hmm. It is the overriding force here in the 60-day session. They want to get out early, or not early, but on time. And I think it's very doubtful. I think they'll tease it close to the floor, close to a vote, and maybe the House will, or one body may take a vote, but I doubt it. I think it's a real stretch with given the revenues that we're experiencing, the good economy that we have right now. I just don't see any way that we're going to look at an income tax this year.
And we probably won't see a tax cut either.
Nope.
even
it's a little
though
bit predictable, John.
Right, right. By the way, speaking of guns, and the short session and the election upcoming, do you see any gun-related legislation?
I think the one bill that may have a chance is the limiting the capacity of magazines, which is a ridiculous bill. But because it's not a ban, some legislators may think that they can satisfy their liberal constituencies with that bill. And it's not going to work. I mean, there's so many magazines in this world, and it'll create a black market. It's just a stupid idea, but stupid ideas often have political legs.
There you go. All right. I appreciate the update on that, Senator Tim Sheldon. And again, the bill is 6283, would require state regulation of these dilapidated RVs that are dumping raw sewage into storm drains, which means untreated sewage directly into Puget Sound. Thanks for lighting, spotlighting this issue, because, again, people need to, and there's no reason why every legislator shouldn't be supporting that.